Nearly 1 million New Yorkers are buried in a mass grave, also known as a Potter's Field, on Hart Island, just off the Bronx. For over a century, it's where the city has buried its unidentified dead, as well as some of the babies who have died at childbirth or soon after. The island is managed by the Department of Correction, which treats it like a jail. That makes it hard for families to visit the graves of their loved ones. Reporter Chris Mathias looks at a bill in the city council that could make the island more accessible.
Elaine Joseph's daughter was born prematurely at a Manhattan hospital in 1978 and died a few days later. After days of grieving, Elaine was told her daughter's body was given to the city for burial. No one, however, seemed to know where her daughter was buried.
She never left my mind, not for one day, not for one moment. But as years went on, I kept listening, trying to find out, you know, how to locate her.
She called a slew of city agencies. No answers. She even looked up city burial services in the Yellow Pages. Nothing. 30 years went by.
Then I was watching a news program, and I saw a story on a place called Hart Island and a woman named Melinda Hunt.
Melinda Hunt is the founder of the Hart Island Project, which helps families determine if their loved ones are buried on the island. There are many women like Elaine, Hunt says, women who, while overcome with grief, didn't know what it meant for the city to take care of their baby's body.
And they're not told what letting the city take care of it means. They're not told it's a mass grave. They're not told that they can't visit.
Hart Island is only accessible from a dock on City Island in the Bronx. As it's run by the Department of Correction as a secure facility, it's operated like a jail. A tall, chain-link gate blocks entrance to the dock. Signs on the gate give ominous warnings. No trespassing. Violators will be prosecuted. New York City Department of Correction. Almost every day, inmates from Rikers Island arrive here by bus. They ride a ferry across the water to Hart Island. There, they'll spend the day digging mass graves. About 125 pinewood coffins arrive here each month. One burial plot can hold 150 adult coffins, which the inmates stack three deep. A separate trench of the same size can hold 1,000 infants. Once a month, the city does allow the public to visit the island, but not the actual grave sites. The first two times Elaine went, guards escorted her to a gazebo near the shore, nowhere near her daughter's grave. The city, Elaine says, had turned her baby into a prisoner.
And this is a baby girl. She was not a criminal. No one, I mean, maybe there are some criminals out there, but none of these babies were criminals. These were all newborns and stillborns. They didn't do anything wrong.
The city treats the island like a jail because it considers the gravedigger inmates as a security threat. There's also no infrastructure to accommodate visitors. But for Elaine, there's no excuse for stopping a mother from visiting her child's grave. After she and eight other women threatened a lawsuit, the city finally granted their request to visit their baby's gravesites. Elaine was the first to go. On a frigid day this winter, she stepped off the ferry onto the island. After over 30 years of waiting, she walked to her daughter's final resting place.
I said to myself I wasn't going to break down and cry when I got there.
That's when she realized one of the guards had done something special.
He had brought flowers to the site and left flowers at the gravesite. When I saw that, I lost it. I really lost it. Those flowers were left for me, for her, to symbolize her grave. Her and the 999 other babies that were buried with her.
It's an experience Elaine hopes more relatives of those buried on the island get to have. And it's why she and Melinda Hunt support a bill that would transfer jurisdiction of the island from the Department of Correction to the Parks Department. Hart Island would become a public park. City Councilwoman Elizabeth Crowley introduced the bill in March. She envisions a public memorial for all those buried on the island and regular ferry access for visitors.
I do think that it should be a place where not only family members but the general public can come out and visit without feeling like they're going to visit a jail.
Hart Island wouldn't be the first Potter's Field in the city to become a park. Washington Square Park, Madison Square Park, Randall's Island were all Potter's Fields before they were parks. For WNYC, I'm Christopher Mathias.